Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org. Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
It is halftime in girls Division 4 sectional championship soccer from West Holmes. And it's all Lady Knights. They have a 7-0 lead over Harrison Central as Brianna Poventu will get her sixth goal of the year with 28:57 to play in the first half. That would be followed by Avery Troyer. Her seventh goal of the year came with 27:37 to play in the first half, and West Holmes led 2-0. Then Charlie Murphy would get into the act, and with 22:23 to play in the first half, off the assist from Avery Troyer, her eighth assist of the year, West Holmes led 3-0. Charlie Murphy again would score with 18:05 to play in the first half, and then a goal by Adriana Yoder, her fourth of the year, keep it 9:45 to play in that first half of action, and West Holmes led at that point 5-0. And then Brianna Povitude, her second goal of the game, her seventh of the season, came with 5:51 to play in the first half, an assist by Charlie Murphy, her third assist of the year. And then Murphy with the hat trick in that first half, her third goal, came with 2:46 to play in the first half, her 19th goal of the year, and West Holmes a 7-0 halftime advantage. Taking a look at the numbers here for us, over 30 shots and goal for West Holmes in that first half. Harrison Central with over 20 keeper saves in that first half by Dowdle, for her, Vanessa Dowdle, in that first half. West Holmes one direct kick. Harrison Central had three. Harrison Central had two indirect kicks. West Holmes had one. And nobody had any corner kicks. Harrison Central had nine goal kicks. West Holmes had none by comparison. And a 7-0 West Holmes halftime advantage. Back right alongside Scott Miller here at the half. And as we expected, Scott, West Holmes coming out and dominating that first half of play.
Yeah, it pretty much started from that first blow of the whistle by our officials, and West Holmes has been the aggressor. I would say it's safe to say that they've had probably 90% of possession, and it's all been in the West Holmes offensive end throughout the evening. And on the a couple occasions where Harrison Central might have been the beneficiary of an errant West Holmes back pass to their back defensive line, the defenders as well as the West Holmes keeper were obviously there and ready to push back on anything that Harrison Central might do. But again, you know, West Holmes starting to round into what most of us would have considered their, what should have been their mid-season form, but with the number of injuries that they've had and things, you know, it's certainly there's nobody in this district, this Division IV district, that really wants to play West Holmes, a healthy West Holmes. And so it's it'll be interesting to see if West Holmes can put this game away here early in this second half, just a couple minutes here before we get started with the second half. But, you know, it again, a beautiful night, albeit a little bit cold. But, you know, the Knights are doing a good job. And it's a tough thing for a team to have to come up, you know, get on the bus and drive, whether it's up here to West Holmes or someplace else in a very far-flung Division IV district in this part of eastern Ohio. But, you know, it's nice to be able to be at home for one of these early tournament games. And, you know, it means you get to, you know, get to go home, get to sleep a little bit earlier, and get on with your, you know, your school day and everything.
It's 7-0. West Holmes at the half. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Fierce Creative Solutions, they are more than marketing. They are marketing focused on relationships and results. Fierce Creative Solutions will partner with your business to help with marketing strategies, building a great website, managing social media, graphic design, photography, and videography. As you close out the end of the year and prepare for 2024, is your business ready to grow in the midst of the changing market? If not, give Fierce Creative Solutions a call today at 330-641-4228.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Part of this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jacob Henning, as well as Aiden Garbrandt. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaze and Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. McRoy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast, and now Scott will take over the play-by-play.
So Brianna Poventude to first to Avery Troyer. And Brianna Poventude on that set play from the assist of Charlie Murphy. And that concludes our East District Division IV game with 39-47 remaining in the second half. West Holmes gets that eighth goal. And
they didn't waste any time, did they?
They did not. And Matt, my debut as a play-by-play person is has now ended.
Yeah, about, what, 13 seconds?
13 seconds.
That was,
so,
that was the greatest 13 seconds, though, I've ever heard. Poventude ends up with a hat trick along with Charlie Murphy, though, with that goal.
So. Yes. So, you know, great effort by West Holmes throughout the evening. And you know, I think they will be ready to play when they face Philo at that site to be determined. But, yeah, it's a great victory for West Holmes. I think they will be happy with that. And I think Coach Murphy will be happy that, you know, his team is now starting to kind of put it back together after a couple games under their belt in the regular season with most of their players back and in the fold. And hopefully they're continuing to round into shape, getting ready for that next round of this OHSAA tournament.
West Olds gets the win. They'll take on Philo on Monday in the district semifinals. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the postgame show next on WKOM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for October is Chicken Deluxe Pizza.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Discover this new construction plan unit development single-family home located at 1001 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg. That is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $239,000. This townhouse property was built in 2023 and has two bedrooms and two full baths with 1,400 square feet. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Nice job, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Job, thank you. It is a final in girls Division 4 sectional championship soccer, and from West Holmes, West Holmes captures the sectional title as they win it by the score of 8-0 over Harrison Central. As far as the scoring is concerned, of course, 7 of the 8 goals came in the first half. Brianna Povitude scored a goal with 28:57 to play in the first half. Then it was Avery Troyer who scored with 27:37 to go, her 7th goal of the year, gave West Holmes a 2-0 lead. Charlie Murphy would get into the act with a 22:23 to play in the first half. Off the assist from Avery Troyer, her 8th assist of the year. West Holmes led 3-0. Then Murphy again with the goal with 18:05 to play. He West Holmes a 4-0 advantage. Aviani Utter would score her 4th goal of the year with 9:45 to play in the first half. And then West Holmes, after they took that 5-0 lead, they would get another goal from Brianna Povitude, her 2nd of the game. Came with 5:51 to play. That was the 3rd assist of the season also by Murphy on that play. West Holmes led 6-0. And then Charlie Murphy with the hat trick in that first half. Her 19th goal of the year, came with 2:46 to play in the first half, and West Holmes led 7-0 at the half. And then 13 seconds into the second half, Brianna Povitude off the assist from Charlie Murphy, her 4th assist of the season, her 2nd of the game. Povitude would get the goal. Povitude also with the hat trick with 39:47 to play in the second half, and that would be it with the mercy rule going into effect. The tournament mercy rule, West Holmes took an 8-0 lead at that point, and the game would be over with as a result. So both Brianna Povitude and Charlie Murphy, each with a hat trick tonight in that 8-0 West Holmes win. And Scott, take a look at the final stats for the two teams.
Well, we had over 30 shots on goal with that last one I had around 34 for West Holmes, and the keeper from Harrison Central, especially in that first half, she was very busy. I have her with 25 total keeper saves this evening. In terms of goal kicks, Harrison Central, I have them down for 10 goal kicks. West Holmes had zero goal kicks on the evening, and that is a telltale sign that the ball was not in the Harrison Central offensive half very much this evening. West Holmes pretty much put on a clinic both in that first half and that first 13 seconds of our second half this evening, and we all get to go home a little early.
Yep, nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. So West Holmes kind of taking care of business as they should tonight, and that's a good sign. And here, as you mentioned, playing some good soccer, and they'll take on the two-seed Philo on Monday in the district semifinals for 6:30 at a neutral site. And again, as you talked about, Scott, I think this is a team that I don't think anybody really is anxious to play right now.
No, and I think a lot of the teams in the district, knowing how West Holmes had a number of players returning to this season, this 2024 season, they probably at the early part of the season would have thought that West Holmes would be an odds-on favorite to maybe, if not get the number one seed, be one of the top seeds. As it was with several injuries on fields, not only here at West Holmes, but throughout the district and throughout the state. A lot of, you know, because of our dryness that we had this summer, a lot of hard fields and a lot of soft tissue injuries that you pick up in all of the sports. You know, we were seeing it in boys soccer, girls soccer, cross country, football, various, you know, injuries that were caused by, you know, the harder turf, the natural turf surfaces. And again, that kind of caught that injury bug, caught West Holmes midseason. Them playing in probably one of the toughest soccer conferences in the state, with various Division One, Two, and even Three squads in that grouping. So again, I think the next team that West Holmes will play, I'm sure that they will have scouted West Holmes, but they know, you know, now that Charlie Murphy is back and mostly healthy and you know, ready to play. We saw it tonight. I mean, she does a lot of things, even not with the ball. There's always a team is always going to be putting two people on Charlie Murphy as much as they can, and yet she still has a tendency to score lots of hat tricks. And considering that, you know, she's only played in maybe five or six total matches this entire season, still has 19 goals, and is probably, you know, going to be knocking on the door of possibly, you know, maybe a couple more games down the road, looking at being, you know, honored as a maybe possibly an All-Ohioan.
No doubt about that. So West Holmes gets the win. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have three tournament games coming your way tomorrow night. We have a sectional tournament of volleyball. It'll be Fort Fry at Highland, airtime at 5:30 for that. And also we have a boys Division IV sectional tournament soccer. West Holmes at Maysville will be broadcasting that game as well for tomorrow night, airtime 6:10 for that game. And also we have Division IV sectional tournament volleyball from Garaway. Garaway playing host to Shadyside, airtime about 5:30. All those games will be video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page for tomorrow night as well, so stay tuned for that for tomorrow. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Jacob Heading, and Aiden Garbrandt, allowing us to bring you the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. And also thanks to Blazin Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Of course, for West Holmes, they go to 6-9-3. They won three of their last four. They'll take on the two-seed Philo Monday at 6:30 p.m. at a neutral site. Harrison Central ends their season with a record of 2-14, and they've lost five in a row. For Scott Miller, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final, West Holmes defeats Harrison Central by mercy 8-0 to capture the sectional title. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.